Great to be joined by Blake Jones now, head coach of the Mineral Area College baseball team. And coach, you guys, you hit a little dip in your performance, but you got a pair here recently, and it was nice not only to see you guys win a couple of those ball games, and those came against Metro, but I thought also the way that you played, and talking with Jordan Thompson, after some of those wins, you not only got great pitching, but you got not only hitting, which is what you've done all year, but you got timely hitting.
Yeah, no doubt. That's been a big thing lately that, either we're not throwing it well enough to win, or we've had multiple opportunities. We've had a few games where we've pounded out 9 to 11 hits, but haven't come up with hits when we need them. And that was a good thing about that the other day is, guys had opportunities and they got the jobs done.
Yeah, and Blake, early in the year, you really kind of relied on, the top of your lineup, Fierstake and Hicks, and still doing a good job. But it seems like you're getting some more timely contributions in other part of your order as well, and that bottom is starting to set up the top a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. A kid that, didn't play a whole lot for us at the beginning of the year, and he's been playing the last couple weeks, is Drew Bleckley. He ended up coming up with a huge hit in the second game of the Maplewoods game the other day. And, it's cool to see a guy like that hadn't had many opportunities. And then, when he finally does get an opportunity, he's just ran with it.
Boy, he did too. And, whether it's, a base hit or a walk here or there, you're starting to get some of those productive outs too. Even some of those outs, a sack fly from a guy like Herman Sepulveda or even Liam Hicks, who nobody can get out this year. It seems like when he does get out, he's still moving runners.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what you got to have. You got to have tough at bats. And it's definitely one thing we preach a lot of is find a way to have a good at bat. Even if it ends up being a strikeout and they've had a 9 or 10 pitch at bat, it's still a productive out some days. So it's definitely one thing we hope to do, on a daily basis, is make sure guys are taking tough at bats.
A lot of times you'll be able to see pretty much what your offensive lineup is going to look like toward the beginning of the year and stay with that. Obviously, there maybe a little bit of tinkering throughout the year, but it seems like getting all your pitchers in the right spot, who's going to be the distance guys, the middle guys, who's going to come in late and stuff, sometimes that's a little bit more in flux throughout the season. Do you kind of have all your pitchers in the spots right now where you feel like they're really serving your team as well as they can?
Oh, man, who knows? I like to think we do, but obviously it's fluctuated a lot. Kind of been a mainstay is B.J. Kirby. He's been pretty much our number one guy, if you had to say we had one. But then, here lately, Cole Allen, who's been thrown out of the bullpen for us a ton, he started the second game against Maplewoods the other day and gave up one earned run through 6 innings. So Cole's been really, really good lately, and he's going to keep getting opportunities.
Yeah, and the game before that went 3 2/3 and didn't give up any runs or any hits. He's been super sharp, I thought.
Yeah, he has. He's really been a nice surprise. And, the biggest thing with Cole's, when he's throwing strikes, he's pretty good. Back in the fall, he had a lot of days where, he struggled to find the strike zone, and he's definitely turned the corner.
I don't want to say that you have easy wins coming up, Blake, but I think certainly fair to say that your Region 16 schedule was a little bit front-loaded, with Crowder and Jeffco and some of those teams. So you still have Three Rivers and North Central coming up and chance to do some things. Three Rivers coming in at 8-15 and 1. They're 22 and 20 overall. That first number was the Region 16 record. But as you guys are placed in Region 16 standings right now, I know you're in the lower half, but you do have really a good chance, if you play well down the stretch here, to jump into that upper half.
Yeah, absolutely. The way our schedule, our schedule stacks up the rest of the way out, we definitely have a chance to kind of get back up to that possible 3-4 seed and be able to host, the sub-region at our place.
You've got, as we said, Three Rivers and North Central, but you also have a couple of games outstanding against Metro, and I know some of those games, too, the way Region 16 kind of works is you'll play them if they have an impact on the standings. You might not play them if they don't. What are those two games looking like? Do you think that you're going to try to work those ones in?
Yeah, so we're supposed to play them up at their place on the 30th, and then we start the sub-region that Friday. So what will happen with those games, if it comes down to either one of us needing those games to, improve our seeding and so on, we'll do it. But if they're not meaningful games that week of the sub, then we probably won't play those.
Your power numbers, Blake, at the beginning of the year were off the charts. You were leading the country over the first few weeks, and you know you have several individuals that really do contribute to that up and down the lineup. They have waned just a little bit here recently, and you know, in terms of home runs, are you running into some good pitching, or is it just kind of one of those blips that that happens throughout a season?
Yeah, I think it's just part of it. You know, especially the pace that we were on there, it's kind of hard to sustain.
Yeah.
Still, you know, as long as we're finding barrels, we're going to be in good shape, and we've been doing a decent job of that.
You know, we've talked about a few individuals from your pitching staff and in your lineup as well. Last time I was out, I thought that Tommy Van de Sanden really did a nice job. He's a guy that helped on both the defensive and offensive sides for you. He's a guy that came up with one of those timely hits we were talking about, and I remember came up with a defensive gem as he started a double play for you as well.
Yeah, Tommy's a great kid. You know, he's kind of been our guy at shortstop all year long, and it's hit anywhere from the middle to our inner lineup to, you know, down the 6-7 hole. But Tommy's a really, really good defender, and obviously he's got some offensive ability too.
You know, we think about it, this comes up more often in baseball than probably any other sport is facilities, especially in the spring when you're fighting that weather. I had Chad Follis on the air with me the other day, the agronomist there at Mineral Area College, and he's kind of helped you guys in terms of taking care of the field, and he had a lot of compliments for you in particular and your staff in terms of your guys' work there as well. But it's kind of nice to have a team like that on campus.
It's unreal. You know, it's pretty cool. Obviously, anybody that's been to our place, our yard, it looks incredible, and we're very, very lucky to have Chad. Chad knows what he's doing. We don't so much know what we're doing, but we know how to take care of the field work. So Chad tells us what we need to do and when we need to put down this or that and when we need to seed, and we're very lucky to have him. You know, we go to other parks and see other people's fields, and it's we play on some rough yards, and then when other coaches come to our place, it seems like any team that shows up at our yard, they're just blown away, you know, by how our field looks. That's cool. It's nice to have other teams come on campus and show up and be like, man, this thing's unbelievable, you know. And it is, and a lot of that, you know, obviously Ryan takes care of the field. But Chad sends him on the right path, man. We're definitely lucky with our situation there.
That's great. That's a nice compliment from the other teams as well. Hopefully the weather will cooperate a little bit here, and you guys close the year on a hot streak. Looking forward to seeing you out of the old ball yard, Blake. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Chad.
Betcha. Blake Jones, Mineral Area College baseball coach, joining us right here on Regional Radio.